From express.co.uk, Cameron's EU deal is a joke. The PM is blasted for a slap in the face for Britain. David Cameron's new EU deal was dismissed as truly pathetic after his plans for curbing benefit payments to EU migrants was drastically watered down. A draft agreement drawn up by EU officials to meet the Prime Minister's demand for reform in Brussels revealed that measures designed to cut the influx of migrants into Britain were even less ambitious than expected. Details showed that his idea for a four-year ban on claims for newcomers had been replaced with a temporary emergency brake system that would mean migrants will be entitled to gradually increasing welfare handouts the longer they stay in Britain. Migrants will also be allowed to continue claiming child benefit for youngsters living in their home countries, although the payments could be reduced. And other proposals on strengthening national parliaments, cutting red tape on business, and protecting nations outside the Eurozone from new taxes and financial regulations also left Eurosceptic campaigners underwhelmed. In the first test of public opinion on the proposed forms, two exclusive polls for the Daily Express showed overwhelming support for Britain to quit the EU. In a phone poll for the paper, 99% of respondents said they wanted to see Britain walk away from Brussels. Meanwhile, a web poll for express.co.uk gathered more than 23,000 responses in a matter of hours, with 94% voting to leave the EU. Yesterday, Mr. Cameron insisted that, quote, hand on heart, the proposed deal meant that Britain could get the best of both worlds by staying in the EU. He indicated he was ready to start campaigning to keep the UK in the 28-nation bloc ahead of his forthcoming in-out referendum, but he conceded that the new deal would not achieve his target of cutting annual net migration from around 180,000 to under 100,000. Former Tory Cabinet Minister Liam Fox said the very limited set of demands from our government have been watered down by the EU in every area. Quote, the British people want to take back control and end the supremacy of EU law over our economy, our borders and our parliament. None of these changes even come close to the fundamental changes promised to the public. We are being asked to risk staying in the EU based on the back of empty promises from the EU that are not even backed up in treaty. The only safe option is to leave the EU. End quote. UKIP leader Nigel Farage said, quote, it is truly pathetic. No treaty change, no repatriation of powers, no ability to control our own laws, our money, or our borders. Now, let's get on with the referendum. What it means is more Europe with an EU army, EU accession of Turkey, and EU primacy over our laws and our courts. The EU has shown that it simply has no appetite for changing its ways. Britain must now leave the EU or face being railroaded into a federal Europe. End quote. While fellow Tory backbencher Tom Persglove said, quote, this is not fundamental change, but very minor tinkering at the edges, which is very frustrating. I don't blame the Prime Minister for that, as he seems to have got the best deal he can, but the European elite remain transigent. End quote. Richard Tice, co-founder of the Leave.eu referendum campaign group, said, quote, this draft plan is a fudge and a farce, end quote. Critics rubbish the draft deal's proposal for the emergency brake that will allow Britain to temporarily limit benefit payments to migrants as inadequate. Lord Green of Deddington, chairman of the pressure group Migration Watch, said, quote, the proposals in these documents would have very little effect on EU immigration, even if the full break were to last for 4 years. This draft certainly does not provide a means of control, which is what most members of the public wish to see, end quote. The draft deal was published by EU Council President Donald Tusk. Foreign Office diplomats had negotiated with EU officials on the fine details of the text until 2 a.m. In a letter to EU leaders, Mr. Tusk said the draft was, quote, a proposal for a new settlement of the United Kingdom within the EU. He wrote, to my mind, it goes really far in addressing all the concerns raised by Prime Minister Cameron. The line I did not cross, however, were the principles on which the European project is founded. Now, a fresh round of intensive negotiations between the leaders of all 28 EU nations will begin in an attempt to reach a final deal at a Brussels summit on February 18th and 19th. Downing Street officials described the draft as progress, but admitted there's still a lot of hard work to do. Mr. Cameron effectively launched his campaign to keep Britain in the EU with a speech at a factory in Chippenham, Wiltshire. He vowed to campaign for a stay-in vote with passion. Sharing a platform at the Siemens factory in Chippenham with the company's strongly pro-EU UK boss Jürgen Meyer, Mr. Cameron insisted that the details still need to be agreed, but made it clear he was now campaigning to stay in. Despite this, he refused to give permission to other ministers to follow their consciences and start to campaign for a Brexit, even though senior members of the government want Britain out. The Prime Minister said that the agreement to have the freedom to campaign on either side would not kick in until his negotiation was complete. Mr. Cameron said, quote, "I think we will be able to show, if we can secure what's in this document, finish off the details and improve it still further, that on balance Britain is better off, more secure, more prosperous, has a better chance of success for all of our families and all our people inside this reformed European Union. I think this is the best of both worlds, out of the single currency, out of the No Borders Agreement, out of an ever closer union, but in the things that work for Britain, that give us jobs, that give us security, that give us the ability to make sure we have a stronger and safer world. I think that's something worth fighting for." End quote. He insisted that all four of his demands on limited benefits to EU migrants for 4 years, ending closer union, making the EU more competitive, and protecting Britain from changes in the Eurozone had been addressed. However, despite giving it his full support, he admitted the Tusk letter was just a framework and we have got to make sure we get the deal worked out. But he made it clear that the government will not be neutral in the referendum and suggested ministers will be under pressure to toe the line. He said, quote, "We had a manifesto commitment and it is the government's position that, if we can get a good enough deal, our position will be to campaign to stay in a reformed European Union." End quote. He said that only after the negotiation is finished next month or later will, quote, "ministers who have a personal position and a long-standing wish for Britain to leave the EU will be able to do." End quote. Earlier, Mr. Cameron warned cabinet ministers that they will continue to be banned from openly calling for a leave vote until the referendum campaign formally starts. At the weekly government meeting in Downing Street, he said that collective responsibility, where government ministers must remain publicly loyal to the official line, would remain in place until the government had reached a final decision on the deal. His spokeswoman said, quote, "The Prime Minister has been clear that there's been real progress in the four areas of concern, but there is still work to be done." Home Secretary Theresa May appeared to give her backing to the proposed deal. Quote, "We've made progress, more work needs to be done, but this is a basis for a deal," she said. In a statement, she added, "EU free movement rules have been abused for too long, and EU law has stopped us deporting dangerous foreign criminals. That is plainly wrong, and it is encouraging that the Commission has agreed with the UK that we should take action to address these two issues. So we have made progress and negotiations continue ahead of the February Council." As the Prime Minister said, more work needs to be done, but this is a basis for a deal. End quote. Her remarks were seen as the clearest signal yet that she is set to disappoint Tory MPs pressing her to head the Leave campaign and will support the Remain side. Critics of the deal were also underwhelmed by Mr. Cameron's claim that a new red card system allowed a coalition of member states to block unpopular new legislation, claiming that it was unlikely to ever be deployed. Mr. Cameron said the document delivers the substantial change he'd set out to achieve at the beginning of the negotiations. Quote, "On so many things I was told these things would be possible," he added. "I said I wanted a red card system for national parliaments to block legislation. People said you wouldn't get that. It's there in the document." end quote. But Simon Walker, Director General of the Institute of Directors, played down the importance of the red card proposal, arguing, quote, frankly, this is not likely to be used often, as it needs too many member states to agree, end quote. While Brexit campaign group Leave.eu co-founder Richard Tice said, quote, we already have a red card at the governmental level, but are in a voting minority more often than any other EU member. Why should duplicating the process at the parliamentary level achieve anything besides making the EU even slower and clumsier in a crisis? We don't need a brake with someone else's hand on it. We need control of the steering wheel. Besides, planning increases in the minimum wage will attract more new migrants than benefit cuts will. We certainly don't need empty promises of an opt-out from even closer union in some future treaty after the referendum. It will evaporate even faster than our last promise on CAP reform did. End quote.